On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I go audio only as we record it remote, as we're both in stay-at-home / lockdown due to the coronavirus. We chat about the beers we're drinking, who we're supporting, and just making sure we're staying safe and healthy. All that and more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And this is our first ever, I guess, like a remote / phone call-in episode.
Yeah, man, we're on QT, just like the rest of the city, you know, doing QT things, whatever that is. You know?
Yeah, I guess not leaving your house, right? So you're feeling good, staying healthy?
Yeah, man, I don't want to get into like my consumption levels now that I'm on QT, but you know, I poke my head out, you know, every other hour or so, get some fresh air on the back, you know. I do that, so.
That's good, yeah. I've gone for a run or went around the block, but usually it's like every other day, so yeah. Most of the time I'm just inside.
fucking humans everywhere, man, and they don't cross the street. I hate these motherfuckers, Brad. They don't cross. No one understands 6 feet. It drives me nuts, man. I hate people.
I went out yesterday. I happened to go out because, you know, it was super nice. So I went out. I had to go water the plants at the office / where we record at. Yeah. There's so many people out, people in the parks playing basketball, kids all over the like equipment. It's like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah. Yesterday for me was a bike ride because it was nice. So got on the little bicycle and hit a few blocks.
And you got Lightfoot coming out being like, for God's sake, stay home, people.
Oh, dude, 606 is so gross, man.
Yeah. Stuff, but so what are you drinking right now? You drinking anything good?
I've actually made a cocktail, man.
Oh, okay. Tough times call for hard drinks, right?
Yeah, man. The good folks at Maplewood, man, they've got their distillery. We forget about that. Mm-hmm. So they got fennel syrup, they got spruce gin. And I've went to the Maple Room and I tried it once, but it wasn't for sale at the time. But I think everybody's changing their for sale perspective. So I'm sipping on some of that, man.
Nice. Okay. I had gone to the office and picked up like a bunch of the beers that, you know, we usually have like one or two cans left from when we're recording. So right now I have this last can of the Classic Future from Half Acre.
That's a nice one, man. That's a nice one, you know.
Double dry hopped IPA. I think it came out around a little after New Year's, so, you know, it's getting a little old now, but still good.
Yeah, on the short list of places I can't wait to get to whenever this shit's all over with, man.
I haven't done any of the pickup things. I was talking to Sergio, who's, you know, been a guest a few times. He did the Half Acre curbside pickup.
Yeah. I noticed Rev had one. How was Sergio's experience though, man? I haven't really.
He said it was great. He said you just, you know, you order online, you just pull up, I think, and then they come out and just give you your stuff. So.
I'll tell you something, man. You know, I was craving some peace, mm-hmm. and a growler and a caviar. Said, hey, we'll deliver it to you. And the good folks at Caviar, man, they forgot the fucking growler, man.
Oh.
So, and the Za, you know, I mean, you can heat the Za back up, no big deal. But I'm like, you know what, man? You're fucking humans, man. These humans are letting me down, man. These motherfuckers forgot the growler, man. So, yeah, screw you guys, Caviar.
That's too bad. Yeah, I've just been following, like, all the breweries that are able to, you know, do these pickups and that they can deliver now too. Like you said, like Peace with delivering growlers. And I think a lot of the breweries, I think Rev can now deliver. I'm not 100% on that, but Beer Temple was doing deliveries.
Yeah, I think, and then the law is temporary where, I guess breweries and distilleries can go straight to consumer and they don't have to go through the three-tier system mm-hmm. because of this thing.
This is our pathway. Yeah. Shut it down. This is
the new norm. Let's just make it permanent, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's temporary relief, man. You know, you don't really think about, like, you know, if you're working at a bar and you got 2 weeks and there's $0 coming in. Mm-hmm. And it just it exposed, I mean, and it not really, well, yeah, it kind of exposed that everyone, a lot, especially small business, man, a lot of them are operating on thin margins, man. A lot of, you know, there ain't a lot of cash. So if you shut down for 2 weeks, that could, you know, potentially like ruin you permanently. And you might not even open. A lot of spots won't survive this, man. You know, it's really sad, man.
Yeah, you hear about like restaurants that if there's like a bad snowstorm and they have to shut down or the city shuts down for a weekend, it hurts them bad. Like these businesses, restaurants aren't built to survive for a month without any capital.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's one thing. I think the gift cards is critical, right? Mm-hmm. Places you don't want to see closed permanently, you got to get them, got to get a fucking gift card. You got to buy something from them now.
Yeah.
But then also, man, that we really need, you know, senators or legislation to change, because these small businesses, man, you know what? We're going to wake up and half the breweries in Chicago are going to be owned by fucking Goose Island. And fucking Lagunitas is going to be like tide houses all over the city, all as satellite breweries, and it's going to suck if we don't get out, if something doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I feel like I saw something on Twitter, like someone mentioned, like, oh yeah, AB is going to come in here and scoop a bunch of these people up, like, real cheap. Like, the dollar amount for some of these is probably like, well, I'll get out now for half of what I would have done before.
Man, you know, because that's how, that's how Schlitz, when, you know, all these places that were, that used to be Schlitz Tide Houses, it was like, you know, there was this huge tax increase for bars and bars couldn't handle it. And they were talking about going out of business. And Schlitz came in like, listen, I will buy your spot. Here's the thing, though, you know, you can only sell Schlitz beer. You know, you run it. I'll own it. You can stay in business, but you can only sell Schlitz beer. And I think he owned more property than the Catholic Church after that.
Man. That's crazy.
I mean, you know, that's, we'll see that again, man. But yeah, bailouts, man. Small businesses need bailouts.
Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, they make it through all this. But you did pick up something you were saying. You didn't pick up beer, but you went out and supported one of these places.
Yeah, man. I think on the short list of, I mean, of course, I want to go back and, you know, have a beer at some of my favorite beer gardens, man. You know, I'm sitting here in all White Sox gear.
I know. Today it's opening day.
And I got really sad, man. I'm like, dude, this is too much. but places I don't want to see closed, man. I think Lost Lake came to mind, and then Delilah's came to mind, because I saw somebody in the Burrs post that their local bar was selling full bottles of whiskey to go. So then I called Delilah's at like 11 in the morning, and I happened to get Mike Miller. Mm-hmm. You know, we happened to talk. And he posted a few bottles, man. So I made my way over to Delilah's, man. That's my only quarantine purchase in person, you know.
Okay, yeah. What? So are they just selling, like, stuff from their inventory? Or, like, why? Is it cheap? Or you just want to support them? Or is it cheaper than
a little bit Binnie's? Of both. You know how it is, man, with the whiskey game. It's like some of these bottles, unless you're a bar owner, you know, if you're just a regular consumer, you'll never have the right to purchase these bottles because they're so scarce, right?
Okay.
So it was just like, it's an opportunity to, hey, because they have a to-go wine shop. They had a to-go window for wine. So I called and said, hey, is there anything else that you might be selling? And he's like, well, what were you thinking? I had a little list of three choice items. So, yeah. Then, you know, I was looking at it like that. What can I buy from, and I called a bunch of people, what can I buy from bars that I won't be able to buy myself, you know?
So what'd you end up getting?
Oh man, I came through with some Weller 12, which is you know, the same recipe as Pappy Van Winkle, and then Elmer T. Lee, which is also a Buffalo Trace brand.
Okay.
And it was the original single bourbon barrel. So he was the master distiller at one point over at Buffalo Trace. So I nabbed those, man. I haven't seen El Machili in about 5 years. So nice. So I was pretty excited about that, man.
That's pretty cool. I guess, yeah, I didn't think about, like, the wine, like, them doing a wine pickup or wine sales, like, all these bars and restaurants who have these vast, like, wine libraries that they're just had over the years. And it's like, we need to get rid of these now.
Yeah, you know the funny shit about Delilah's, man? I'm like, I didn't even know they sold wine until...
Yeah.
You know, I just know them to be 500 whiskeys. You know, they did this... On their IG story, there's this huge party about them selling their 15,000th bottle of Maker's Mark. Right, I know them to be a whiskey destination, mm-hmm. So I didn't even know they sold wine before this. So that was pretty funny. He's like, yeah, you know, Nikki baby, they come in here with the corporate credit card, and you know, they've had dinner, and one of them always wants a wine. So then we started going to wine seminars.
Oh, and, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they got a ton of wine over there too, man. I love that joint. So that was that was a good hang, man.
That's nice. Yeah, I have not left the house except to go pick up this beer from the office. So tomorrow will be my first venture, like, out seeing people. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to pick up some beer. So
yeah, I got disposable gloves, scarf, you know, and I try to keep my distance, man.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone disrespects it. It's disgusting. Yeah. But, you know, one more note about that Delilah's thing, man. You know, talking to him, you know, that's been a bar. It's been Delilah since 93. Mm-hmm. I think it's been a bar. It's been a bar of some sort since, like, a tavern since, like, 1800s, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it's that triple whammy of, you know, sales tax and payroll and rent on the building. That's really going to crush a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he's been there for a while, so he's got a relationship with the guy he rents from. But even in that space, you know, it's still a difficult proposal to say, hey, I'm open. I go from 7 days a week to no days a week. It's just damn near impossible to run the thing like that.
Yeah. Do you think the breweries or I guess the brew pubs, like not Delilah's, but like similar fashion to Delilah's, that are like smaller, they're in like a place like Maplewood, like they have a harder time than someone like, I don't know, Five Rabbit with their giant space, but no one was really coming there to actually buy beer. They were all going to the stores. Like, I wonder who gets hurt more in that like rent situation.
Yeah, these are scary times, because, like, yeah, even if you don't count on, you know, foot traffic, like, you know, like you said, Fire Rabbit probably doesn't count on foot traffic as much as production. You know, even if you're rolling your regular production schedule, you know, like, how much are you able to move of that product that you packaged, you know, compared to when things were normal?
Yeah,
it's
What District Brew Yards, they're not, you know, far from my place here. I went by there the other day or walked by, and they were selling $50 cases there. It's like most of their volume was coming out of those taps that pay, you know, pour your own thing. Like, I don't know how many people were actually buying stuff to go there, and now that's all they got.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, especially District Brew Yards. Well, because, you know, draft is probably, you know, you keep a larger percentage of profits through draft at a brewery, I'm assuming, right?
And someone, you have to be familiar with that place, because a lot of the, you know, there's four breweries there, so off of name recognition alone, like, were you going to pick up, you know, one of the other three if you knew Around the Bend, or if you knew Burnt City, were you going to pick up Bulldog or the other guys? So, I don't know, it's tough.
Yeah, you got to support, and then you got to, like, you have to consider, like, man, I don't even want to go anywhere because I just don't want to see people, you know? There's no fucking symptoms. Like, I don't want to be hanging out with people.
That's how I feel. Like, I really want to support you guys, but I don't want to see nobody.
I'm just gonna pass on the whole thing. I'm just going to wait till this runs dry and revisit it.
Yeah. I'll be out there when you reopen, but I don't know, right now, we're on our own.
I tell you something, Brad. I didn't know how real it was, man, until, you know, Mindy Siegel, Hot Chocolate. You know, that's just why. I think I had a – there was a Bourbon County tasting there, like the whole, you know, the Bourbon County for that year debuted at Mindy Singles Hot Chocolate.
Okay.
And Mindy Singles like, yo, we're closing. Like, we're fucking done until further notice. We're fucking done. And then Kuma's, same thing. Like, yo, we tried to, they were doing delivery for a second, but then like a few days later, they're like, listen, we hate to inform you. We're fucking done until further notice. And I'm like, man, this, we joke about getting back to normal, but I mean, in some ways, this might be the new normal for a while. And this I didn't understand that. You know, until people I like started like saying we are done. I'm like, oh fuck, this is real, man.
Yeah, because we don't, you know, right now everyone thinks we're gonna go back to normal. I'm in the boat that I don't think we go back there, but it'll be different when we come out of this. But yeah, you can't stay doing the delivery or the takeout thing if no one wants delivery or takeout. Like, you're just, well, you got two people there and you're just eating money. Like, so I understand like Mindy or Kuma is closing down because what's the point, right? You make a couple $100 or you make no money that night? Like, is there a difference?
No, exactly, right? Or do you just close it down and regroup when all this is over? And, you know, yeah, tap people for funds or whatever you got to do. But basically hit the pause button and then, you know, figure all this out down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone's trying to figure out how to work from home. I know you and I both, we've worked from home before, so it's not a major difference to us. But you do go stir crazy in your house a little bit.
Dude, I'm online buying fucking expensive ass tennis shoes, like some kind of fucking housewife. You know, I'm watching a lot more YouTube than I'm teaching myself how to use a straight edge razor. I'm reading a lot of whiskey books. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to survive, man.
And you got no basketball. You got no baseball. You got no basketball. At least you got your NBA 2K.
So. Yeah, we've been wearing that out. It's you know, it's funny, man. You see the meme about, you know, put a different glass in each room and have a pub crawl. I mean,
I haven't seen that.
Know, you just try to carve out new spaces in your little, this is why, man, I wish I had a house. I mean, you know, because I'd have more spaces to drink. As long as I can drink in a different scene in the crib, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm like so jealous of someone that has like a floor to a different floor to go to.
It's like, man, that suburb, like, don't sound bad right about now, man. You know, you can go down to the end of the driveway, you know, you go to,
you know, at least our places are bigger than New York places. Like, if you're in your 600 square foot studio apartment there,
them cats are living in closets. Yeah,
you go mad.
Yeah. Hey, man, but shout out to a lot of these spots who are, you know, really taking upon themselves, since it seems like the government it prefers to fail us than help us. Like, you know, Haymarket, man. Haymarket, they roasted like 80 whole chickens for senior relief.
Okay.
Food drop bags. That's cool. You know, distilleries who've always had the power to do this are finally rolling it out with the hand sanitizer. You know, let's see, 18th Street, I saw that. And the good folks at Cobal, you know. Mm-hmm.
But I think most of that's going to hospitals and stuff, right? I don't think anyone can come and get it themselves yet, right?
Oh, okay. No,
I think they're donating a lot of it to the hospitals and like actual places that need it versus, you know, me in my house. I don't need hand sanitizer. Maybe I want some, but I don't really need it.
Yeah. I like the wipes myself. Mm-hmm. I trade some toilet paper for like some mask when I go out. I don't have a mask when I'm around.
Oh, yeah.
Within 6 feet, I don't have a mask for that. That's why I don't like going out. So okay. I would trade some hand sanitizer and some TP for some mask if anybody's listening.
Okay. I don't have a mask. I have like a bandana, but then I just look like I'm about to like start a riot.
like a terrorist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
These are times we're in, right? So this is all I got.
Yeah, man, I saw that the Big Star guys, I think they're putting together, and you know, Fat Rice is doing the same thing where they are just they're creating programs where if you're an industry professional and you're affected by a layoff, you know, you give what you can, or you just come by and show a pay stub, and they just give you, like, you know, just free meals, you know, give you complimentary meals just to help ease the situation. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, everyone, yeah, all these places are trying to figure it out, and all the people that, you know, talk and write about all this stuff too are trying to figure it out. I was on with Mike Zoller last mm-hmm. week.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing those little Instagram, like, 30-minute chats. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was just good to kind of have a beer with somebody else and talk to them for a little bit. So that was good. And yeah, neat to see him doing that and just trying to, like, keep their kind of content and just promoting people out there. So that was cool.
Yeah. Yes, a sense of normalcy a little bit, right? we kind of need that.
Yeah, totally. One question I had asked him or kind of brought up, like, which brewery do you either don't think makes it or would be, like, really sad in Chicago that, like, wouldn't make it through this in the end?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's like, you got to figure, like, Revolution and Half Acre, they're going to be okay. Like, they're big. There's stuff within the stores, but if somebody, like, I don't know, Alarmist or Lake Effect, like, are they going to be able to, like, pull this off?
Yeah, or, you know, like your Twisted Hippos.
Yeah.
Or your, you know.
Man, if Twisted Hippo doesn't make it, that space, just burn that building down.
No, that would have been. And yeah, we're not hedging bets on that kind of shit.
No,
just kinda,
it's more like who would you, like, be really sad? Like, I guess it would take a hit, I guess. Like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wonder what. It's going to be tough for crews like Eataly, who was only open half the week anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, like, I don't think anybody's in the Central Business District.
Or all those places in the, like, over by the Google building, like, you know, he mentioned Haymarket, but then you got, like, Cruz Blanca, you got whatever Ballast Point is now, like, that is going to hurt that quite a bit for the little amount that people actually went there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, even if you're successful, this is going to. So if you were somebody who, you know, just you had downtime, even when the economy was somewhat normal,
mm-hmm.
this could be catastrophic.
Yeah, I think I would be really sad to see Spiteful not make it. They were, you know, they were benefiting from being next to Half Acre. They make great beer,
mm-hmm.
but they never really, like, got, I don't know, beyond their little, like, cult following, I want to say. Like, people like their stuff. They make good beer. It's, like, solid, a lot of beer, like, it's good, but I don't, like, if no one's coming there, who's picking up Spiteful stuff?
Yeah, so, last time I might have had some of their stuff was when we did the current Beer Pass open, when we kind of hung out there,
mm-hmm.
and did all those photos and all the video there. Yeah, that's a crew that you just kind of pick up. You kind of go there and enjoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's a good question, man.
I know you had picked up those tickets for Smells Like a Beer Fest. And you got a microphone, and that got canceled now.
Yeah, you know, and then there's, I read something that said Dark Lord Day is like a $3 million day for Three Floyds.
And that's postponed, right?
It is postponed, yeah. You know, Chicago Craft Beer Week is pushed back. You know, life is on pause.
Mm-hmm. So would microphone be like a hit for you, like not coming back?
Yeah, that would suck because I commute half the week to up to Lake County, man, up to Lake Forest, and like if I'm downtown, where I am the other half of the week, there's no way I would go to microphone during the week. But I found myself going there a lot coming from Lake Forest, you know, because it's just, you know, it's just a few, like 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun hang, you know, and they're always doing collabs. They've always got something fun on.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy the space. Yeah. So that would be leader in the clubhouse for place, things that really sucked if they couldn't survive this shot.
Yeah, and then you got Hubbard's Cave that like just opened up that new space with their
food.
That's
the other side, right? That's the other side of it. Like people who've invested a ton into new equipment or expansions, like, and your expansion just finished, or you are in the middle of working on something that you can't finish now for a minute.
Yeah.
I saw that the city has, like, you know, small business loans for, I think that might be a state level thing, small business loans for very little interest, right? And then I think as part of that bailout package, the government is allocating some loans for small business, and some of those have like forgiveness clauses in them. So
yeah, the federal one has a forgiveness clause as long as you like keep the people and use the money for, you know, actual stuff and don't go buy like a boat or something. So
so hopefully that all shakes out, man. So we can get back to it after this, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That's trouble. Kind of puts a damper on Chicago Beer Pass, right? Like our whole thing was covering events and talking about the beer that's happening in Chicago, and we can't get it. I don't know. It's tough for a podcast like ours.
Yeah, it is. It's and then, you know, that broke up the week nicely, man. Like every Tuesday, it's like regardless of what's going on, we can go, we can hang out, we can have some beers, we can talk about what we've done. In fact, go out of our way sometimes to go explore new places so that we can have something to rock on the show. Yeah, it's for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or so, it's been a huge part of every week, you know.
I know.
Yeah. So I've been really kind of like, I've had some moments where I'm like, man, I don't know how I feel. You know, it's a very strange existence, man.
Yeah, everything you did is now gone, or like it's changed, and it's like, oh, okay. What do I do now?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been drinking mead lately. You know?
Okay.
That's been cool.
Nice. Just diving into all this stuff in the cellar or the back of the fridge kind of things, huh? Like, well, I guess I'll try this now.
Yeah, and probably rolling a few more cocktails than usual.
Okay.
For sure. But then, like, I'm excited to order when the need comes to. Yeah, I'm excited to order from breweries.
Okay, so are you going to? I know we started with the. I don't know if I want to like see people or do that. So you're probably gonna have to order from somebody, or you will.
Yeah, and just, you know, hey man, just leave that shit on the curb, man. You know, just I'll buzz you in, and just, you know, just leave it and walk away, man. Don't say hi or none of that bullshit.
I'll wave from the window. Yeah,
man. You'll get the heck done. Yeah.
Wild times.
Yeah, man.
I guess, yeah. I picked up right before we kind of shut in. I picked up some Bodum. That's all gone. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a, you know, staple of my drinking lately.
For sure. Shout out to Saint Laurent. The Rhythm recipe is a triple IPA that I tried within the last week. It's got a scorpion, and the scorpion is on a turntable, and it looked really sweet, man. I think that might be my next tattoo, man. The scorpion on a turntable, it looked pretty cool. And then a triple IPA. I like that breweries are, you know, well, their schedule's still, everybody's still making stuff, so there's still stuff to go buy.
Right, yeah. they're still brewing beer. That's kind of what I wondered. Like, are places slowing down their brewing because of this? But they're still having to make beer. Like Goose Island, they have a year. They basically probably plan for the entire year because they're brewing Bourbon County Stout. Like, what happens then? Like, they can't. Some of those places can't stop.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was 2 years ago today, man, that we did the pod down at Dusick's. I saw that as a memory for today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was like, man, remember those things, those days when we you know, on location recording stuff? That was cool.
Wild. Wow. It's tough. I think we should probably keep doing the podcast, but do it. Maybe we'll bring some other people on and like see what beers they're drinking. Maybe we'll get some people on. I've been seeing Jerome doing little Facebook live feeds, talking about Bulldog and answering questions. So I'm sure he'd be down for jumping on with us and chatting.
Yeah, and that stuff's been fun, man. Like, I love the IG live stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I watched, obviously the DJs, a lot of DJs are doing their thing because there's no club to go turn up at. So everybody's on. But then, like, I was watching, 312 Dine and Diva. She had a chat with Alpana Singh. She used to be the host for Check Please. She's a sommelier. Oh. And just like a quick 20-minute Instagram live chat at like 11 in the morning really just kind of made my day. We should definitely partake in that because I like watching it. You know,
yeah.
It kind of takes your mind off of things when you see people. You know?
Nice. Is it just one-on-one or can you do more than just two people on Instagram lives?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've only seen the interview format.
Yeah.
Right. Where like you're like Brad starts it and then I can request to join it.
Right.
But I don't know if that's like it's not like a party line. We got to figure something else
there's
out
gotta
for
the
party
be,
line.
There's got to be a party line feature.
Yeah. Whoever makes that accessible, they're going to win during this quarantine.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. Well, you know, this might be the first time we actually hit this 30-minute mark on the podcast.
How about that?
There's not as many places to go to or talk about events. News is just stay safe and healthy and support places when you can.
Yeah, man, you'd be surprised how far, you know, tipping a little extra, getting those goddamn gift certificates, you'd be surprised how far that goes for all these small businesses, man. Mm-hmm. This shit is a lot worse than we've been discussing for the little guys. It's really bad for the little guys, man. So if they need you now more than ever, man, even if it's just a little bit, you know.
If you've ever gotten free beer or free pours or, I don't know, just go help these people out because, you know, they're there for you when you need them. So they need you now. All right, Nick. So where can people find you, you know, see what you're tweeting about, see your White Sox gear? You posting selfies on IG at all?
I've turned into a fucking girl raised beer, man. Every other pose is a fucking selfie, though.
That's what you should do. You should be like, going to the game.
quarantine selfies, man. I'm finding hella t-shirts, Brad. That part has been cool. Like all these t-shirts I never wear.
I'm just on the same like three shirts. I'm like, all right, wash these now. And
Oh man.
You should just watch old games, like last year's games, and wear your gear and be like, going to the game.
Hell yeah. 96 Bulls came on. That was a lot of fun. So watch a lot of old games. Helps.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter, Brad. Have not been posting as much, just kinda consumed by it all and don't need to add that much to the noise, but you know,
yeah.
We'll figure out something here with Chicago Beer Pass. That's chicagobeerpass.com, Instagram, Twitter. We can't post those sexy beer photos of us out drinking anywhere, so we'll have to get on that at home, the home drinking photos.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out.
But yeah, we'll be back soon with another episode. Can't guarantee next week or what it will be, but you know, we're around. Hit us up if you want to chat or have a virtual beer. We're always down. Take care.
Cheers.